Chapter 3, Shalura, Lingerie, Dirty Talk, and Punishment. Really, this was silly. There was no reason for Shiro to sneak around like this. Allura had, more than once, encouraged him to speak up about his interests. And from previous experience, he knew very well she would enjoy this. But, well, there were some things Shiro liked to play close to his chest. One of them was just how much he cared about his appearance. He kept his hair the way he liked it. He used to wear cover-up and foundation for any spots. He ironed his clothes when possible and needed. Shiro wanted to make a specific impression on the people around him. Part of that impression was that Shiro's appearance was effortless. Specifically asking Allura about this particular interest would be betraying that. So yes, it was silly and it was pointless. The only consequences of being honest and forthright would be mild surprise at absolute worst. But if Shiro could do this without getting caught, then he didn't even have to worry about it. Which was why Shiro found himself in Allura's closet. She'd invited him for the night, but he'd finished up looking over the data from training early. While Allura was still working with Koran on improving their navigation systems, he had her room to himself. And Shiro was using it to poke around in her closet. Yeah, okay, maybe silly wasn't the right word. Pathetic, instead. But Shiro was curious. Allura's closet was split into two parts. There was one section that contained her usual dress and battle suits, along with armor, boots, and other sensible everyday clothing options. The other was different. If 20% was taken up by Allura's usual outfits, the other 80% was pure princess. There were long gossamer gowns in blues and pinks, jewels and clips for Allura's hair, shoes with long, delicate straps that would twist up Allura's legs. There were jackets and shawls and sashes, glimmering and fine, made of material that felt cool and silky under Shiro's remaining natural palm. Then there was the stuff Shiro really should leave alone. The undergarments on this side were what Shiro would have called lingerie. There was something not unlike a corset, made of dark blue material with glimmering silver trim, and what looked like a wrap with cups made of lace and silk. The underwear was varied as well, from scraps of fabric in whites and pale blues that were close to panties, to longer, more utilitarian garments, more able to withstand Allura's athleticism. Taking the corset, Shiro ran his fingers along the ribbing. The material was rough on the outside, from all the decoration, but the inside was made of a more velvety fabric. Bringing it to his face, Shiro rubbed it against his cheek and smiled. It felt nice. Smelled nice, too, like the perfume Allura used. Of course, that was the exact moment the lights flickered on. Freezing, Shiro slowly turned around. Allura leaned against the door, clearly satisfied with herself for surprising him. "Find anything interesting?" she asked. Cheeks burning, Shiro looked at the corset in his hand. It was practically Allura's bra, oh jeez, and looked down at the open drawer in front of him, filled with more undergarments. Slowly, he put the corset down. "I'm sorry for intruding," he said, voice caught in his throat. Shiro couldn't speak around his mortification. "I shouldn't be in here without you." Allura stepped forward, still smirking. "I don't believe that was the question I asked you." "It wasn't?" Shiro paused, thinking back. It took long enough for Allura to come up to him, now an inch taller than him. Her finger caught under his chin, tilting his head up. "I asked, did you find anything interesting?" Allura repeated slowly, enunciating clearly. Shiro's blush darkened. Worse, the mortification didn't make a dent in his low arousal. If anything, it made it worse. He clenched his thighs together. "I'm sorry, princess," he finally replied. It wasn't the question, no, but it was his answer. Shaking her head, Allura sighed. "I told you that you were welcome to try on outfits if you'd like to. You seemed to like the consort clothing. Did you get lost looking for it?" It was an out, and one Shiro was fully prepared to take. But when he opened his mouth, the words didn't come out. "I was just looking," he finally replied instead. "I was curious."
"Curious about what?" Allura asked. "I know you have seen my underwear before. You have seen what's underneath it."
True enough. The blunt wording made Shiro squirm and look away. "Just curious." Allura's grip tightened on his chin, and she tilted his head up further.
"I want you to be honest with me, my paladin."
Damn it. The address had the dual effect of both making him want to obey for delicious results and making his chest feel molten.
"I wanted to see what you had,"
he finally replied softly. Each word came out slowly and individually as he picked them out.
"Because I like how they look, and I wanted to see."
"You wish to wear them?" Allura confirmed. "That can easily be done. You saw how I enjoyed dressing you up before. Why did you think you needed to sneak?"
Shiro's cheeks burned even hotter.
"It was part of the fun."
It turned out, so was getting caught. Shiro hadn't really thought about it, other than in a frightened way. But now, looking up at Allura's stern face, the results of his snooping in plain view. Well, Shiro was soaking through his own underwear at this point.
"I see,"
Allura replied thoughtfully. She tilted her head like a predatory bird, then nodded.
"You certainly should have just asked instead of going through my things. You would not have been denied, and yet you insisted on going behind my back."
Despite knowing Allura was only saying this for Shiro's reaction, shame still made his stomach flip. It added to the heated core of his stomach, and he ground his thighs together.
"I'm sorry, princess."
"I see that I have given you too much leeway,"
Allura continued. Her voice was stern, but her gaze was calculating and careful. No doubt watching for his reaction. Well, she was getting one. It was an enthusiastic thumbs up. Tilting his head, Shiro caught Allura's thumb in his mouth. He gave it a gentle, pleading suck.
"I'm sorry,"
he repeated, but this time it was coy.
"I thought it would be fun."
"That's hardly a reason." Allura's eyes flickered to the corset, then back to Shiro.
"If you're so curious, I think you need to have a lesson. One on exactly how much care and effort it takes to wear something like this. It's not for casual groping."
Shiro nodded, eyes bright.
"If that'll help me make it up to you, princess, then please do."
Eyes flashing, Allura cupped the back of Shiro's head and drew him in for a kiss.
"Manipulative," she murmured, but it was complimentary. "Go sit in front of my dresser. I'll make sure you look exactly how you act."
The promise made Shiro's blush return. He nodded and pushed up on his tiptoes to press a thankful kiss to her cheek. Then he slipped out and settled down.
"Should I do anything while I wait?"
he asked, eyeing the huge collection of paints and makeups on Allura's dresser.
"Strip."
"Oh.
Yeah, Shiro could do that." He pulled off his shirt and vest first, carefully not looking at himself in the mirror as he did so. Soon Shiro would be aroused enough he wouldn't notice, and then he'd be fine. For now, the collection of discolorations and splotches were only an uncomfortable distraction. Next came Shiro's pants.
After a moment's hesitation, he took off his underwear, too. Allura had said to strip, and that meant everything. Shiro knew that much from experience. Then he sat back down, shivering at the feeling of the stool against his bare ass. He was gonna leave a wet mark where he was sitting. A shiver ran up Shiro's spine, leaving him flushed. In the mirror, he could see his nipples harden. Biting his bottom lip, Shiro looked away before he could see more. Allura finally came out, the dark blue corset in one hand, and some sort of twisted piece of metal and gems in the other. She set both down on her bed, and then moved in front of Shiro. He straightened under her gaze, posture perfect and expression calm. Tilting her head, Allura hummed. Then she reached down and gave one nipple a hard pinch. "Allura!" Shiro gasped, jolting. His posture fell apart like a dropped puppet, his legs splayed out and his chest pressed forward. Allura's brows jumped up. "Excuse me?" "What? Oh, princess," Shiro corrected. "My apologies, I was startled."
"You know better,"
Allura scolded, expression still stern and flat.
"I expect better of you."
Despite himself, despite knowing this was a game, Shiro's stomach dropped.
His cock did not.
Judging by the way Allura's eyes flickered down, she noticed that as well.
"I considered bringing you other undergarments," Allura said, "but I felt they'd only be in the way. Clearly you have a goal in mind, and someone as eager and needy as you would only find them a bother, don't you think?"
Shiro's cheeks flamed. He squirmed on the chair, then winced as the fabric rubbed his eager hole.
"I don't think it'd be a waste," he offered.
"I do. They would only immediately be wet and soiled from the looks of you."
True to her words, Shiro was only getting wetter. He bit his bottom lip, hands clenching on top of his thighs. Allura nodded, as if he'd voiced his agreement.
"I said we'll make your appearance match your actions, and you have been acting like there's only one thing on your mind, so we'll treat you as such."
"Princess," Shiro groaned.
It wasn't a protest or even encouragement. It was just an outlet for the bubbling, half-shocked arousal building in him. Pausing, Allura waited for more. When none came, she nodded to him.
"Straighten back up. If you're lucky, I won't tease you more."
Shiro was okay with teasing, but he also had an idea where this was going. So he straightened his back and set his shoulders, waiting. Taking hold of the corset, Allura settled it around Shiro's chest.
"You have such a small waist,"
she muttered quietly.
"You're lucky this is for a slighter form."
True, Shiro hadn't seen one for other sizes, like many of Allura's outfits were.
"I'm very lucky," he agreed softly. "Not just for the corset, but for the person who owns it."
In the mirror, Allura's expression softened. She looked over his shoulder, meeting his eyes for just a moment. Then she leaned in and bit his ear. Hard. "Ah!" Shiro's back arched and his eyes slammed shut. At this level of arousal, the sensation shot straight through him and dribbled out of his hole. Allura smirked, utterly pleased with herself.
"Flattery will get you nowhere, my paladin. You still have a punishment to face."
"I was just being honest,"
Shiro replied, nearly a sulk.
"I'll keep thoughts like that to myself from now on, I suppose."
Shooting him a flat look, Allura went back to lacing up the corset. She pulled it taut, starting at the very bottom and loosely lacing it so it settled in place without needing to be held. Then she started over, tightening it as far as it would go without serious effort. Maybe one day they'd lace the corset up enough to really affect Shiro's figure. But today, Shiro would rather not bother. This was about the appearance rather than the real thing.
Once Allura was satisfied, she rested her hands loosely on either side of Shiro's neck. They were startlingly warm in the otherwise cool room, and even the gentle brush made him shiver.
"You're beginning to look as you should."
Looking over his chest in the mirror, Shiro bit his bottom lip.
"It's a little... it's lovely, but it's a contrast."
He ran his fingers along the twisting design on the corset, but his eyes followed the slashing scars etched into his skin. Allura frowned and rested her head on top of his.
Well, we're not done yet.
She reached for a pot on her dresser.
Oh, are you doing my makeup again?
Not like before,
Allura replied. Opening the jar, she took a brush and started to apply it to her own lips.
Before, you were wearing the outfit of the royal consort. Today you have not acted with the dignity and restraint a consort would show, and thus you do not earn that privilege.
Shiro's shoulders slumped.
Oh. Well, that was a shame. He'd like that.
Pausing, Allura looked down, then tapped Shiro on the shoulder.
"Another time," she replied more gently. "For now, I have another idea. Turn to face me, please."
Relaxing, Shiro did. The move reminded him again of how wet he was, and the chair would be a mess when he moved. But now he couldn't see his reflection. Only Allura.
"Good boy."
Shiro's breath caught. He clenched his hands to keep from touching himself. Smirking, Allura put the pot down. Then she knelt so they were on the same level.
"Close your eyes."
Shiro obeyed immediately. His whole body thrummed with tension, but in a positive way. It was anticipation, and not of pain. Of pleasure. For a moment, Shiro couldn't feel anything. Then there was a gust of hot breath over his cheek. Allura kissed under one eye, then on his nose, finishing below the other. With that, she pulled back, but quickly ducked down. She started to kiss over his chest as well, in clustered patches that spanned his shoulders and down his arms. Clearly there was a pattern here, but Shiro didn't know what it could be.
"Can I open my eyes, princess?"
"No, you may not."
Shiro bit his bottom lip and forced himself to keep his eyes shut. Finally, Allura finished up. There was a long pause, with a few tapping sounds against what sounded nearly plastic. Eventually, Shiro realized she was reapplying the lipstick paint. Fingers curled under Shiro's chin, forcing his head up again. He clenched his eyes tightly to keep from opening them.
"Good boy."
When Shiro's mouth fell open, Allura kissed him properly. It was a slow, deep kiss. Almost immediately, she sucked his tongue into her mouth, scraping it with her teeth. Shiro shuddered in her grip, letting out a soft moan into her mouth. Pulling back, Allura pressed several more fleeting pecks around his mouth. Her thumb rolled over his bottom lip, dragging it down. Then her other hand found his bangs, taking hold and tugging up. Finally, Allura stepped back, and Shiro was left suddenly achy and cold.
"You may open your eyes now, my paladin."
When Shiro finally looked, Allura smiled down at him, her expression pleased. The red of her lips was smeared slightly, but otherwise she was still well put together. Her hair was still neatly pinned back, and there wasn't even a wrinkle in her dress. It was quite the contrast, considering how wrecked Shiro felt.
"Now turn."
Shiro did, and then froze. He was damn near covered in kiss marks. Not only was his mouth smeared with messy red streaks, there were distinct lip prints over the curve of his scar. More peppered his chest and arms, all placed to obscure and paint over his scars. They were clearly visible, but they weren't as eye-catching as the bright red. Heart swelling, Shiro bit his bottom lip.
"Oh.
This is how you've been acting,"
Allura replied, nosing at his temple. She smiled at him in their reflection.
What do you have to say to that?
Shiro considered.
Nothing to say, he replied.
Instead, he pushed his chest out further and slowly spread his legs. Letting out a low groan, Allura reached down and smoothed her hands up and down Shiro's thighs. Her nails scraped the delicate skin until his breath caught.
Seems you aren't done misbehaving, she murmured. If you're going to act like this, you should do so constructively.
She looked him over, eyes bright.
Get on the bed and present yourself to me.
Shiro jolted at the very thought. Bobbing his head, he stood, then winced as Slick ran down his thigh. He was a mess.
Yes, princess.
Climbing onto the bed, Shiro considered, then flipped onto his back. He spread his legs, shivering slightly at the sight of himself in the dresser mirror. The man looking back at him was absolutely whorish. From the outfit to the lipstick to the red, hungry hole between splayed legs. Standing, Allura took her sweet time undressing. The whole time Shiro stayed in place, legs open and fighting off shivers. Allura kept her room colder than Shiro usually preferred. That, and posing like a whore and holding it, did a number on Shiro. After all, he cared how he appeared. It was the point. Finally, Allura stood in front of him, completely nude. Between her legs was something that looked like a fleshy corkscrew. It was long and thick, and just the sight of it made Shiro have to clench. Chuckling, Allura crooked a finger.
Come to the edge of the bed.
Shiro did, scooting forward until his ass was flush with the end. Allura reached out, her hands stilling him, and she shoved his knees up to his sides.
Hold them here.
Grabbing under his knees, Shiro nodded.
Yes, princess.
That's my paladin.
Held open like that, there was nothing Shiro could do to stop leaking. Allura smiled, running her finger between his cheeks.
Are you ready for me?
Head falling back, Shiro gasped, yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, princess. With a final smirk, Allura snapped her hips forward. The cock parted Shiro smoothly. It seemed to spiral inside of him. He wasn't sure if it was actually spinning or if that was an effect of the corkscrew shape. Shiro also did not care. Either way, it felt amazing. Groaning, he arched up, trying to buck down further on Allura's cock, but his position on his back kept him from going anywhere, as did Allura's grip on his hips. She was free to take her sweet time splitting him open. Finally, Allura bottomed out. She leaned forward between his splayed legs to press a kiss to his messy red lips.
You feel lovely around me. You always make me want to keep you this way. Pleasured and lovely.
Would I be your consort?
Shiro asked, lips curled up. Allura hummed.
No, not like this. You could work your way there. But this time, you would be my kept boy. A bed warmer.
Shuddering, Shiro's eyes fell closed.
What would people think?
They would think, what a lovely toy.
Allura replied, smirking.
They would think he would look lovely on her sheets. Or maybe, no wonder. I bet he begs prettily.
Shiro gasped and clenched around her, eyes slamming shut.
Would they even see me?
Of course. I would bring you to all the events. Have you in my lap during certain parties. Show off your pretty corset and makeup. More importantly, show off the perfect gasps and noises you make.
She ground her cock in harder, making him keen.
Just like that, yes.
Shiro's toes curled helplessly in the air. Princess, he gasped, jerking under her. Please. Leaning in, Allura bit down on a nipple, likely just to hear Shiro sob from it.
None of them would be allowed to touch. Oh, no. They'd have to see the way you drip for me and hear the way you cry out. Every one of them would want you, but you would be mine, only for the people I deem worthy, like the team.
In this moment, it was so tempting to agree. The idea of having nothing to do but have sex and lounge in Allura's glorious bed was tempting. If only while he was currently having his brains fucked out. It would drive him up the wall in minutes, but right now there was no better idea.
Allura reached down and wrapped her fingers around Shiro's cock. Come for me, my paladin. I wish to feel you clench.
She picked up the pace, the screwing motion brushing his prostate and slit gland over and over. Each snap of her hips forced out more liquid. Shiro could feel it dripping out of him with each powerful thrust. His voice gave out as he gasped, please. Humming, Allura started to pump in time with her thrusts. When she bottomed out, she scraped her thumb over the slit. That was enough. With a sob, Shiro came hard. He sprayed into her hand and gushed over her cock, leaving him wrung dry. As he came, Allura picked up the pace again, downright slamming him. It pummeled both glands until Shiro could only dig his fingers into his thighs and scream with the oversensitive pleasure of it. But even when his vision grayed out and spotted over, he would rather stop breathing than ask Allura to stop. Finally, Allura came as well, shoving in one last time and unloading into him. She leaned forward and licked over his lips, letting out a satisfied hum.
Are you all right?
She asked gently, brushing his bangs out of his face.
I was rough with you.
Shiro stared up at her, downright starry-eyed.
You were perfect. You are perfect.
Flattery will get you everywhere,
Allura replied fondly. She gave him another quick peck.
Are you ready for me to pull out?
Whining, Shiro let his head fall back onto the covers.
Fine,
he muttered, with far less grace than he usually let her see. Allura only chuckled as she drew out. Immediately, she replaced her cock with her fingers, helping keep the slick and cum inside.
How about we get one of my toys so you don't lose all our hard work? And then we'll try some other outfits and see how long until you need to be fucked again. Does that sound good?
Eyes falling closed, Shiro arched and smiled.
It sounds amazing.
He'd only needed to ask. Shiro had known that from the beginning. But being caught had been so much more fun.